For the first time in Northern Nevada, thousands of employees at three Reno casinos have access to an on-site clinic. Reno Public Radio's On Gray checks out what this type of healthcare looks like.
On the casino floor of the Circus Circus, dozens of workers are dealing out cards and carrying drink trays to gamblers. The Circus Circus, Silver Legacy, and the El Dorado now have an on-site medical care facility. Last spring, their parent company opened a more than 4,000-square-foot clinic with three exam rooms and a pharmacy. There's no copay, and employees can be seen within 24 hours by a doctor or a nurse. Rick Murdoch is an executive with the El Dorado Resorts in Reno.
We decided that this just might give us an edge in the workplace for our employees and their dependents. So this is why we did it.
Murdoch declined to give specific numbers about the setup costs or say how much this could save the company.
But I think the return is what we give back to our employees and helping us recruit. That's our return. It's not a, I don't think this is a big money-making situation.
Dr. Corey Singleton has been a primary care provider for about two decades and now works at the casino clinic.
This model, which I do believe is going to be a model of the future, it saves money for not only employers, but also for patients. Patients can come as many times as they need and they don't have a copay, which can cause a barrier in healthcare.
Singleton says there are long-term benefits to removing those barriers.
If I can't afford to go to my doctor frequently to try to get my diabetes under control, I may not go and therefore may not get the care that I need. In the long run, that costs me more money, costs the employer more money, it costs the healthcare system in general more money.
Since care is available only to eligible employees and their dependents, Singleton gets more one-on-one time with her patients.
To have the opportunity to have more time connecting with people, really impacting their health in psychological ways and physical ways, all of those kinds of things is very rewarding to me as a healthcare provider, a healer. Practicing, if you want to practice your art and you have more time to do it, you're probably going to do a better job.
Sergio Gonzalez, a newly employed security guard with Circus Circus, pops into the clinic to find out if he can see someone for back pain.
Chances are I'd be less likely to want to seek treatment considering that I haven't really had access to care as easily.
Gonzalez says having this benefit makes him want to consider staying with the company.
It's accommodating for employees to be able to have an on-site clinic to refer to if they had medical emergencies or medical necessities. Convenience and accessibility are two aspects that are absolutely beneficial as an employee.
Another employee is Jacqueline Smith, who works in advertising with the Silver Legacy.
There are a lot of people out there that right now don't have insurance. They don't have medical coverage. So for an employer to provide that is a huge bonus for the employees. I think it provides a little less stress, gives them a little more comfort.
Smith booked an appointment for a few spells of lightheadedness. After getting checked out, she took a short walk back to her office. The Integrated Benefits Institute estimates that sick days and poor health cost the U.S. economy more than $500 billion each year. That's trillion with a T. Larry Boris heads up the National Association of Worksite Health Centers and says that's why on-site clinics are appealing to employers.
When someone has to leave work and get in their car or grab public transportation, get in to see their provider, wait there, they're usually gone 3 to 4 hours. They go home, they may feed the dog, not come back to work. And when you multiply the hours and how often people leave and how many leave time the average salary, it's significant numbers.
Boris says more and more companies are looking into on-site clinics.
For many employers, these centers have become the most popular benefit people offer. And in some communities, and I'll give you an example in Silicon Valley, if you're trying to hire some new person for your operation and you've got Yahoo and you've got Google and you've got Cisco and all of them are offering a worksite clinic, but you're not as the employer, all of a sudden you don't become an employer of choice because you can't compete.
Based on the size and needs of the employer, on-site clinics can come in many forms and can offer an array of medical or wellness services. There's not a lot of data yet, but a recent survey shows about 30% of companies with 5,000-plus employees offer workplace clinics, and more are looking into launching these services. I'm On Gray for Reno Public Radio News.